This we absolutely need to prepare here by taking on Syria. We are also taking on Hezbollah and Iran, the backers of that regime. And if they choose to try to make the United States regret the sanctions it imposes, they have very substantial capabilities. Hezbollah has its own cruise missiles, and so a terrorist organization with that kind of capability certainly can develop and use cyber attacks, or can send people to the United States to carry out attacks. So we would have to go on a pretty substantial alert basis. They'd be biting off a lot. They're already on alert against Israel and fighting in Syria themselves, so they may decide that it's not prudent to attack, but hope's not a strategy for us. We need to be worried about defensive capabilities. And for the first time, we face the risk that we will have a cyber attack aimed at getting us to quit engaging in military action. Iran is widely blamed for a series of attacks on our financial institutions that have been visibly punch-pulling exercises in which the attackers announce how long the attack will last and what day it will happen. And obviously, they could do more and cause more damage. And again, Iran having blamed us for Stuxnet is going to be less constrained about using that kind of weapon against the United States on behalf of an ally like Syria. So we will have to up our game both physically and virtually.